USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At a recent private convention, Elon Musk told prospective investors in his deal to buy Twitter that he planned to let go nearly 75% of the social media company's 7,500 workers. Senator Lindsey Graham will testify before a special grand jury investigating the 2020 election in Georgia. At issue, according to the Fulton County DA, is a phone call he made to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in the weeks after the election. Graham calls the insinuation of wrongdoing ridiculous. Democrat senatorial candidate John Fetterman of Pennsylvania released a doctor's letter this week that said, overall, he's recovering well from a stroke and has no work restrictions. Republican candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz continues to push crime as the issue to Pennsylvanians. Thanks for listening to TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.